From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. and Russia have brokered a localized 48-hour ceasefire over the embattled Syrian city of Aleppo, where fighting has left nearly 300 civilians dead in the past 2 weeks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Wednesday said the truce, in effect for several hours, appeared to have had an impact on the fighting.
We expect all the parties to the cessation of hostilities to fully abide by the renewed cessation in Aleppo. That means the regime and the opposition alike. And we also expect them to live by the cessation throughout the country, pursuant to the terms that were arrived at and agreed upon in Munich in February of this year.
The UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs, Jeffrey Feltman, addressing an emergency session of the UN Security Council on Syria Wednesday, said the truce is urgent.
Aleppo is increasingly becoming a shell of what it once was. Government aerial bombardment of the city over the last 2 weeks represents some of the worst of the war. Opposition shelling of government-controlled neighborhoods has also led to death and destruction. There's a clear danger that these attacks and counterattacks would continue to escalate and even spread beyond Aleppo.
Meanwhile, rebel commanders accuse Russian artillery units of being involved in fighting for Aleppo. The recent upsurge in that fighting has halted progress in reaching a political agreement between the government and opposition. UN and local officials say machete-wielding attackers killed at least 16 villagers in a nighttime assault Tuesday on a village in eastern Beni territory of North Kivu province of Democratic Republic of Congo. The Center for Study for the Promotion of Peace, Democracy, and Human Rights said the suspects were likely linked to the Allied Democratic Forces, a rebel group which has its origin in Uganda. This is VOA News.